doggone excited about going to the conference.
For sure.
The eyes of the whole world are on San Francisco.
Yeah, well, I wonder how the Axis countries feel with the United Nations conference going on.
Well, Hal, I'd like to give you an idea of what I heard over the shortwave radio last night from the Axis countries.
All right, Eddie. We now switch you to Germany.
Take it away, Berlin.
Take it away, Berlin. They took it away. The Fuhrer wishes to announce that already the Nazi soldiers have covered a lot of ground. Correction, a lot of ground has covered the Nazi soldiers. The Fuhrer has asked all Germans to make Berlin another Stalingrad, and they did. In fact, now there are more Russians in Berlin than there are in Stalingrad. The Allies have taken over Vienna, the capital of Austria. The Russians have taken over Berlin, the capital of Germany. Today they have entered Prague, the capital of Czechoslovakia. That's what our Führer has been saying. Our enemies are capitalists. In San Francisco, the Allied nations are discussing what to do with Germany. Discussing what to do with Germany. That's silly. They did it. And now we conclude with a word from our beloved Führer, which will be relayed by shortwave radio to the United Nations Conference in San Francisco. Now, a word from our Führer.
We take you now to Japan.
Flashy flash. There is no truth to report as Japan in the same boat as Germany. Japan had no boat. Clever Japanese strategy again outwits Americans. Nipponese and Mindanao disguised themselves as trees and bushes. As a result, not one Japanese soldier was killed. However, regret to report, we buried 800 trees and 400 bushes. Flashy flash. Bulletin from General Heishimaki. Say that Allies are spreading false rumor about Russians having entered Berlin. To prove there are no Russians in Germany, we now take you by shortwave to Berlin. Come in, Berlin. How do you do?
San Francisco with you. I'd like to get all the fellows at the conference and do a special broadcast on VE Day.
A special broadcast on VE Day? What would you call the program?
VE the People.
No. Harry, after an idea like that, I think you should go up there with some new service.
UP?
No, PU. Look, Harry, you'll do much better if you stay right here and hold your own peace conference.
Well, how can I hold a peace conference?
By conferring with our listeners and giving them a piece of good advice.
Oh, well, you mean like this. Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, take a glassful of sparkling sal hepatica. For sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. You take sal hepatica the minute you need it and get fast, gentle relief. Then too, sal hepatica helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So why not get yourself a bottle of sal hepatica, remembering this caution use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Oh, Harry. Harry, before I leave for the Golden Gate City, where they're meeting today to improve the shape of the world, I would like the folks here to meet a shape that needs no improving, lovely Nora Martin. Sit down and get the ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, Nora Martin singing Dream.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream that the things you they seem. Oh, dream, just dream.
I'm Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor? Yeah. Holy smoke. Hey, I'm your number one fan. I rush home and listen to you every Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'm on Wednesday night.
I can't wait.
So you listen to my program, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, since you're going to San Francisco, I got a song I wrote dedicated to the United Nations.
Yeah? What's the name of it?
When it's over, over there, over here, I'll be glad to hear it's over, over there.
It's a war song.
Yeah, it could start a war, yeah.
But I'll say one thing to you, taxi driver, you're patriotic.
Oh, you bet, yeah.
I just written another song about what the people of the United States are going to do for the clothing drive. Would you like to hear it?
Would you like to, yeah, we would just like to hear, yeah. What the people of the United States will do for the clothing drive, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, here's how it goes. We'll give them calls from South Dakota and colors from the town of Kalamazoo. We'll send them tents from Pennsylvania and shoes from old Chicago, Illinois.
Train leaving for San Francisco on track 7. Train leaving for San Francisco on track 7. Hey, Eddie.
What?
Look at all the people getting on the train at track 7.
Put that speaker down, Harry. That is not funny what you're doing.
Oh, no.
Wait till they all wake up in Pomona.
Harry, you're liable to get yourself into trouble.
Oh, no, Eddie. I'd like to be a train caller, you know. After all, that's my favorite work.
What do you mean?
Well, I spend week after week putting people on the right track.
You do?
Yeah, like when I tell millions of women about Touché, the new idea in hand lotion.
Harry, please, it's a little out of place to talk about Touché in a railroad station.
No, it isn't out of place at all. In fact, it fits perfectly in a railroad station. If women would train themselves to use Touché, they would travel far in the direction of helping to keep their hands soft and smooth.
Oh, I get it. Train and travel. It's good.
So if your hands are dry or chapped from housework or office work, get on the track of Touché, the beforehand lotion. Smooth Touché on before you go to work, before you do dishes or undies. Why, Touché is so effective it will help guard your hands even in hot soapy water. It's used by the debutante as well as the working girl, so regardless of your station in life...
Station, yes, good.
To help keep your hands looking lovelier, use creamy, fragrant Touché, the beforehand lotion.
Harry, you forgot Depot.
No, I didn't. I just said use Touché, Depot forehand lotion.
Oh!
It for you. It's spelled T-R-U-S-H-A-Y. T-R-U-S-H-A-Y. Touché, 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 touché.
Quiet. And all you people will have to get off his back. He's not going to San Francisco. That's me, Harry. I gotta get on the train and my baggage isn't here yet.
Harry, you have to wait outside. I have to close this gate.
Oh, well, goodbye, Harry. Be back soon.
Goodbye, Eddie. I can't stand it. It's awful.
But, Harry, I'll be back tomorrow night.
I know, but it's awful you getting on that train and me being here. It's just too much.
Why, Harry?
Promise you'll write for me after Tampadino.
Hey, Harry, I'll write. I left you before. Now, why are you crying?
I can't help it. I'm caught in the gate. It's pinching my stomach.
Well, Harry, I guess I'll have to go without my baggage. Sounds as if the train's about to pull out. I can hear something puffing like a train going choo, choo. What is that going choo, choo?
I'll choo you choo.
Good, Gordon, the mad Russian. What about my baggage?
Huh?
You were supposed to bring 7 grips, a portable typewriter, a radio, and 2 trunks. And you come down here empty-handed.
You know, Kemper, when I left the house, I had a feeling I forgot something.
Tell me, Russian, what am I going to wear at the conference?
The correct attire is a black top hat, a white half-cut tie, and a gray frock coat.
What about pants?
By all means.
How could you forget to bring down my baggage?
Well, Kemper, the beautiful maid happened to come in as I was packing.
The beautiful maid came in, so what happened?
She looked at me. I looked at her. Yes. And all of a sudden,
yes,
I stopped packing and started napping.
Here you are running after the maid while I'm pacing up and down the station.
You exercise the way you like, and I'll exercise the way I like.
Oh, goodbye, Russian. I've got to catch my train.
But, Kevin, come here. Take me along. I would be very helpful at the international conference.
Would you?
Most, yes. Kevin. This you won't believe because it's a lie.
Continue, Russian.
I once blazed a trail through the Australian bush. I have traveled all over the Great Sahara Desert.
Yes.
And in Belgium, I explored the Belgian...
Congo?
No, thanks. I'll sit this one out.
Russian, have you really been to all those places?
Most maybe. Why, even in Siberia, I spent 20 years exploring the salt mine.
How did you find the salt mine?
Salty.
Listen, Russian.
Yes?
To be at the conference, they only want men who have participated in the affairs of war-stricken countries.
Well, what do you know? By a strange coinkydinky.
Coinkydinky? Coinkydinky?
Pardon me, are you trying to say coincidence?
Stop clowning now, Russian.
Yes.
What experience have you had in a foreign country during the war?
What experience have I had? Mind dear Mr. Bunzel.
Yes, go on.
For my next lie. Let me tell you about the time I went to Paris.
Okay, Paris.
Yes. I arrived here at 12, walked down the Rue de la Paix, and by 1 o'clock, I joined the underground.
You did?
Yes, I fell in a sewer.
And to think that you want to go to the San Francisco conference.
But, Camper, I could be your interpreter. I speak many languages.
I didn't. You do?
Yes, of course. Sunday night, I went to Charles Boyer to learn French.
Yes.
Monday to Don Amici to learn Italian. And last night, I went to Carmen Miranda.
What did you learn there?
Silly boy.
Here, the train's about to pull out.
Well, it's about that new singer you have on the program.
Freddie Martell?
Yeah, Freddie has a message for the men at the conference, but maybe I better let Freddie tell you.
Okay, Freddie, take over.
When we round the final bend at the end of the scrapping, don't let it happen again. A life that never fails on the trails we'll be mapping. Don't let it happen again. We'll be to blame if the flame should ever die out. See that eagle keeps an eagle eye out. When the great day comes with the drums and the clapping, close with this mighty amen. Don't let it happen again.
The voices of countless millions throughout the world are echoing that cry. And the representatives of those millions are gathered now at San Francisco to make it come true. The sound of it is in their hearts and minds. And come at all, a better world will come. But you and I must work to make it so. The victory will be won in Germany. Then will come the mighty struggle for the victory that must be won in Japan. But the real victory, freedom, will come only after the peace. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Vigilance against the foes of human rights, against prejudice and bigotry. Vigilance against any tyrant who would deny any man anywhere the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Then and only then will we know that it will not happen again.
When the great day comes with the drums and the clapping, smalls with its mighty amen. Don't let it happen
back by next Wednesday. We're going to give out the prizes for the essay contest.
Don't worry, Harry. Everybody knows their entries must be received before midnight, April the 27th. I'll be here to announce the awards next week, and I'm sure all of our listeners will join us to see who won. But in the meantime, Harry, don't you forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible.
You mean Sal Hepatica for the smile of hell?
Yes, and True Shade, the beforehand lotion.
Okay. Hey, folks, with the weatherman deciding to make with the cold weather right after he gives us a touch of spring, Mr. and Madam, watch out for those colds. They can be mighty uncomfortable. And you can get past pleasant relief from those annoying cold symptoms with Minute Rub, modern chest rub.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.